You go to any football game nowadays, you're going to see a sign in the stands that says John 3:16. Sometimes without context, we might just recite that verse back to us. But I think when you look at the meta-narrative of Scripture, which Ephesians right here is trying to hone in on, I think there's actually something a little bit more remarkable in that verse, even outside of the fact that it really encompasses the gospel in its fullness. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, says this: "For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles," there's a hint at what we're talking about. The Gentiles were the non-Jews, okay? So they were not part of God's quote-unquote chosen race of people. People could be adopted into God's kingdom through circumcision, which we talked about a week ago. But the Gentiles were those who the Jewish population believed were not going to make it. That when God came back and God sent this prophet, when God sent his son, it would not be for the Gentiles. It would just be for God's chosen people. And here's what Paul says. Paul says, "I am a prisoner for the Gentiles. I work for them. Surely you have heard about the administration of God's grace that was given to me for you. That is the mystery made known to me by revelation," right? Paul was on his way to Damascus. This bright shining light came. Jesus himself showed up and said, "Paul, why do you persecute me? Why are you doing this?" That's the mystery, as I've already written briefly. In reading this then, you'll be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to people in other generations, that has been revealed by the Spirit to God's holy apostles and prophets. This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and sharers together in the promise of Christ Jesus. So we today, hopefully, if you have good theology, we know that anyone can come to salvation in Christ. Anyone who surrenders their life, as Romans 10, 9 through 10 talks about, if you believe that God was raised from the dead, and then you set apart Christ as Lord in your heart, you will be saved. But for this people group that Paul's writing to, the idea that non-Jews were going to be saved was a mystery to them. So Paul leans in and he goes, very few people know this, but God died for the Gentiles too. It's not about how good you are or that you're circumcised, you come from a certain lineage. Because from here on out, God is the father of all people. So you're all from the same lineage. Adam's lineage, saved through Christ's lineage. We are now all sons and daughters of Abraham and the promise of Christ. And this is actually what John 3:16 is hinting to. And it's why it has a bigger significance even than its gospel presuppositions that are inside of it. It's actually bigger than that. John 3:16, if you're not familiar, says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." If you remember, Jesus makes this proclamation to a man named Nicodemus, who was a Jewish high councilman, who is very important, who comes under the cloak of darkness to ask Jesus, what does it take to be saved? Expecting Jesus to answer, well, you must be of this lineage, this must be your father's line, this is circumcision, this is your temple rituals, here's how many of those you must uphold, here's the Feast of Tabernacles, here's the sacrificial system. And Jesus says, lean in. God loved the world. That's anthropos. That's this world that means mankind in general, all people. For God so loved mankind. And I wonder if Nicodemus would have meant, well, you mean the Jews. And Jesus goes, no, that's the mystery of the cross. It's for all people. It's not just for the Jews like you guys thought. And it's not about bad people becoming good people or people who didn't uphold all the laws just getting a little bit better. It isn't you do your best and God does the rest. It's you are dead in your sins and you need to be born again. You need to die to yourself and be born again in Christ. And if it's about death to self, then someone who's dead, we all start at the same place, which is death. So it doesn't matter if you're Jew or Gentile, slave, free, Greek, barbarian, Scythian, man, woman. Paul's going to write about in the text. Doesn't matter. None of that matters anymore. If you've been found in Christ, you set apart in him as Lord in your heart, you will be saved. That's the secret. That's the mystery that Paul talks about in this section. It's repeated from when Jesus, under the cloak of darkness, has a man named Nicodemus lean in and he goes, I'm here for everyone. So in our daily life, you might feel like I'm too far away. I'm too far gone. Sexually, I'm attracted to people of the same sex. I'm all these things. So I'm too far gone. I'm too far removed. But anyone who comes and surrenders their life and makes God Lord of their life and surrenders to him, he is God of all people, not just this chosen group, not just these Jewish people. He came to redeem all, that those who put their faith in him will be saved. We'll see you guys tomorrow.